Hello, my friend, and welcome back to Magic for English. I'm Daniel, your English coach. When was the last time you went to a pharmacy? Was it because of a cold, a headache, or maybe just to buy vitamins? Today, we're going to learn English for the pharmacy, a super important topic for everyday life. In this episode, you'll first hear a story called My Pharmacy Visit. Then, we'll learn 15 must-know pharmacy words, review them together, and finish with a real-life conversation using all those words. So grab your headphones, relax, and let's learn English in a simple, fun, and real way together. Part 1. Story, My Pharmacy Visit. Last week, I had a strong headache, so I went to a pharmacy near my house. When I walked in, the pharmacist smiled and asked how he could help me. I showed him my prescription, a small piece of paper from my doctor. He looked at it and said, "You need tablets, capsules, and a cream." Then he asked if I had any other problems. I said my throat felt a little dry, so he recommended some cough syrup. I also told him my eyes were sometimes itchy. He said it might be a small allergy, so he gave me some drops too. I pointed at a medicine on the shelf and asked, "Is this painkiller good?" He said, "Yes, it's over the counter, so you can buy it without a doctor's note." I asked if I needed antibiotics, but he said, "No, you don't need them today." He explained everything clearly. Take one tablet in the morning. This is your dosage. Use the cream on your skin. Use the drops if your eyes or nose feel uncomfortable. I listened carefully because I didn't want any side effects. Before I left, he asked, "Do you want a refill later?" I said, "Maybe, if the pain comes back." I paid for everything and got my receipt. When I went home and took the medicine, I felt much better. It was a quick and helpful pharmacy visit. Part 2. Vocabulary Review. Now, let's review the vocabulary we learned. 1. Prescription. A piece of paper or note from a doctor to get medicine. 2. Pharmacist. The person who gives you medicine at the pharmacy. 3. Painkiller. Medicine that stops pain. 4. Antibiotics. Strong medicine that fights infection. 5. Cough syrup. Liquid medicine for a cough. 6. Tablets. Small hard medicine you swallow. 7. Capsules. Medicine in a soft cover you swallow. 8. Cream, ointment. Soft medicine you put on your skin. 9. Drops. Liquid medicine for eyes, ears, or nose. 10. Allergy. When your body reacts badly to something. 11. Dosage. How much medicine you must take. 12. Side effects. Bad or strange feelings from medicine. 13. Receipt. A piece of paper that shows what you paid. 14. Refill. To get more of the same medicine again. 15. Over-the-counter, OTC. Medicine you can buy without a doctor's note. Part 3. Practice what we've learned. All right, my friend. Let's check what you remember. I'll ask you some questions. And you, try to guess the word. Ready? Let's go. when the doctor gives you a piece of paper to get medicine, what is it? That's right, prescription. Great start. Who gives you medicine at the pharmacy? The pharmacist. Wonderful. What medicine do you take when something hurts? A painkiller. Perfect. What strong medicine fights infection? Antibiotics. Excellent. What liquid medicine helps your cough? Cough syrup. Nice job. What do we call small hard medicine you swallow? Tablets. Well done. And medicine in a soft cover you swallow? Capsules. Amazing. What soft medicine do you put on your skin? Cream or ointment. Great work. What liquid medicine goes into your eyes, ears, or nose? Drops. Fantastic. What do we call a bad reaction to something, like dust or food? Allergy. Perfect answer. What is the amount of medicine you must take? Dosage. Excellent. What are the bad or strange feelings from medicine? Side effects. Very good. What paper shows what you paid? A receipt. Nice going. What do you call getting more of the same medicine again? A refill. Good job. What medicine can you buy without a doctor's note? Over the counter. Brilliant. Amazing work, my friend. Part 4. Real life conversation at the pharmacy. Hi, Emma. Why are you at the pharmacy today?
I have a small allergy, so I need some medicine.
Do you have a prescription?
Yes, the doctor gave me one. I'll show it to the pharmacist.
Good. Do you need tablets or capsules?
The doctor said I need tablets and maybe some cream.
Did he tell you the dosage?
Yes, one tablet every morning.
Nice. Are you getting anything over the counter?
Yes, I want cough syrup just in case.
Good idea. And don't forget to check the side effects.
True. Oh, and I might need a refill later.
No problem. They'll give you a receipt after you pay.
Perfect. Thanks, Daniel.
Anytime. Feel better soon. Great job, my friend. You did it. You learned 15 new pharmacy words, listened to a story, reviewed the vocabulary, and followed a real conversation. That's amazing. Learning English is like taking the right dosage. A little every day makes a big difference. So keep going, keep practicing, and keep smiling. You're doing an incredible job, and I'm really proud of you. If you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe and share it with your friends. Help them learn English in a simple, fun, and real way, just like you. I'm Daniel, and this is Magic for English. See you next time, my friend.